Well, today I'd like to talk to you about a gentleman that had one of the most unorthodox shots in basketball history. His name is Jack Wayne Sigma, Jack Sigma. He was born November 14th, 1955, actually in Kankakee, Illinois. 6'11", 230 pounds. Went to St. Anne High School in St. Anne, Illinois. He chose a smaller college, Illinois Wesleyan, and was a just did very well there as a college player. In the 1977 draft, he was drafted in the first round, and he was the eighth pick overall. And he was selected by the Seattle Supersonics. He played from 1977 to 1991, played center and power forward. His number was 43. He played for the Seattle Supersonics. He played for the Milwaukee Bucks. And he even coached, assistant coaching with the Sonics, with the Rockets, with the Timberwolves. His career highlights and awards: NBA champion in 79 with the Sonics, seven-time NBA All-Star, NBA All-Defensive Second Team. He was on the NBA All-Rookie First Team in 78. His number 43 is retired by the Seattle Supersonics. He's a two-time First Team NAIA All-American and a three-time CCIW Player of the Year. 17,287 points, 10,816 rebounds, and 1,048 blocks. I remember watching him play, and he had this way of shooting that was so unorthodox. He would basically, as he's taking a jump shot, he would bring it all the way behind his head and release it in such a way that to block was very, very difficult. If you came from behind him and slapped at the ball, that probably would be an opportunity for you to steal, but most often that was the case, and that wasn't the case. And as I was thinking back to him as a rookie, they lost to the Washington Bullets in seven games, and the next season he becomes an All-Star, and he averaged a double-double of 14.8 points and 11.7 rebounds in the playoffs. And his teammates, Dennis Johnson, Gus Williams, Paul Silas, they ended up defeating the Washington Bullets. And the center on that team was a man by the name of Wes Unseld, who was just this burly beast of a man that Sigma gave Sigma all he could handle. But that year that they won the championship, Sigma did fine with him. He, as I said, he had that unorthodox shot. And it made me think of different people in the Bible that have had an unorthodox way of doing things. And one person in particular comes to mind is the man by the name of John the Baptist. Let me read this to you. This is from Matthew chapter 3. He says, "In those days John the Baptist came preaching the wilderness of Judea, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' For this is he who is spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" Then you read this, verse 4. "Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins." And so we look at his garment of camel's hair and a leather belt. This is practical and long-wearing clothes, but it would be far from comfortable or fashionable. It's like he's going back to the days of Elijah. And the Israelites were expecting Elijah before Christ came. And then locusts were an allowed food. We see that in Leviticus 11:22, but that still doesn't change the fact that that was a strange diet. And so God has a way of using unorthodox ways to get his job done. And we see this man who later, as Jesus talks about him, he talks about him being one of the greatest, if not the greatest, that has ever lived. And that is such a great testimony. And so it's a reminder to us that as God calls us to things and we have an unorthodox way about us, that God can use anyone in any way that he deems fit. And so today, as I was thinking about Jack Sigma and that strange shot that when he took it in, he got used to it and it did the job for him. He became an all-star. He became an NBA champion. He ultimately is going to be going into the Hall of Fame. And it's just a reminder to us that however we're wired, that God wants to use us just the way we are. Don't fight how you are when it comes to personality, when it comes to skill set. There's enough in our life when it comes to sin and disobedience and bad habits and things like that that God's working on. But let's not put aside how he's made us and how he's wired us and allow God to use us just the way we are.